The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
You're listening to the Supreme Court Landmark Series, where we take a quick look into some of the High Court's most influential decisions. In each episode, we talk with a law professor about how these decisions shaped history and continue to impact us today. This episode focuses on freedom of the press, libel, and slander in the 1964 case, New York Times v. Sullivan. Frederick Schauer, a professor of law at the University of Virginia Law School, explains the background.
Until that case was decided, the normal approach or the normal legal rule regarding libel and slander was one that came from English common law, and it provided that if someone said something that damaged someone else's reputation, the person whose reputation was damaged could bring a lawsuit, and truth was a defense, but it was a defense that had to be proved by the newspaper or person who spoke it. And in addition, even making comments about public affairs or public matters or public people or opinions could be expressed about those things only if every single fact was absolutely true.
In 1960, the New York Times ran a full-page ad paid for by civil rights activists. The ad openly criticized Montgomery, Alabama Police Department for its treatment of civil rights protesters. Some of the statements in the ad were inaccurate, and the police commissioner, L.B. Sullivan, took offense to the ad. Sullivan sued the New York Times in an Alabama court and argued that he had been libeled. The Alabama court ruled in favor of Sullivan, finding that the newspaper ad falsely represented the Alabama Police Department and Sullivan. After losing an appeal in the Supreme Court of Alabama, the New York Times took its case to the United States Supreme Court, who ruled unanimously for the newspaper.
The Supreme Court, for the first time, said that libel suits were subject to the First Amendment. And it went further and said that a public official, like Commissioner Sullivan, could succeed in a libel suit against the press only if that person could prove that what was said was false and could prove that the person who said it, or the institution or the newspaper who said it, knew it was false at the time they said it. This was at the time and remains dramatically different from the approach anywhere else in the world, even in open, democratic, common law countries. And the consequence of this has been that libel suits are no longer a weapon in political debate. They are no longer a weapon in public discourse, as they are in many other countries. I think the other thing that makes it a landmark case, it's not just New York Times versus Sullivan, and it's not just libel that sets the U.S. apart from the rest of the open democratic world. The U.S. is, by and large, more speech protective and more press protective than all other open democracies.
New York Times v. Sullivan transformed the American law of libel and slander and granted more freedom of speech protections to the news media and individuals. Join us for more landmark Supreme Court case episodes at uscourts.gov.